An anti-corruption advocate, Vitus Azim, is calling for the amendment to the Assets Declaration Act to include spouses and children of public officers. This, he believes, will prevent the practice where public officers acquire property and put their children's names on them as the owners. Mr. Azim also proposed that the amendment would allow for public declaration where a special desk would be set up to check the kinds of property declared by public officers. He spoke to Godwin Alorue.
The act is strong enough if the Auditor General is strong enough to implement it, because the act gives the Auditor General power to put in place measures that will help operationalize the law. So if the Auditor General says that I need to open the declarations and see, otherwise it's a worthless law, he should go ahead and do it. The other side is, if he can get it amended, which is going to be a very difficult process, because we have worked on this with relevant committees of parliament, and they were very reluctant to accept the provisions for verification and public disclosure. And you see, it is called an asset declaration regime, or the public officer asset disclosure regime. So if you don't disclose, it is a worthless law. But then if you can get that amended to enable him to what he's supposed to do.
You calling for the Auditor General to open it, and you know that by law, the Constitution does not give him the right, or the law doesn't give him the right to open. Neither is any...
The law does not also say that he cannot open it. It is the lawyers who are playing with the law. The law has not said anywhere that the Auditor General cannot verify the declaration.
Apart from that, what other issues can be amended in pursuance with the law to make this more potent?
You need to expand the law to include spouses and the 18 children of public officers. This was contained in the law under the PNDC, because we know of children who are 1 year old having houses. Number two is the verification. They need to set up a desk in the Auditor General's office that can open the forms and see. If say you have 5 houses, the addresses should be there to be able to actually identify those houses. And then the third is the public disclosure. Under the PNDC law, they will publish them in the Gazette. So those are the three things that the Auditor General needs to do to make the law a real anti-corruption act. But the other thing is that the Constitution says upon assumption of office. But Parliament enacted the law to say that within 6 months upon assumption of office, which contravenes the Constitution. And the Constitution is supreme. People have acquired houses within 6 months. People have acquired properties within 6 months. So that 6 months will enable such people to add the new acquisitions to assets that they had before coming into office.
Anti-corruption crusader Vitus Azim talking to Godwin Alorue.